stream. Something you might find under it with claws.
Crawfish.
Okay. And if you were going to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Dig up some earthworms.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of worms?
Yeah. Several different kinds. Some are called grub worms, some earthworms, different kinds.
What about a little fish you could use for bait?
They make mighty good bait too, minnows.
What might you hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Frogs, I guess.
Okay. What about those big frogs?
Bullfrogs. That's what I always call them.
What about those little ones that don't get any bigger than this?
Yeah, they're called a tree frog, ain't they?
Mm-hmm. And the kind that hops around on the land.
Toad frog.
And this is a hard-shelled animal. It can pull its neck and its legs into its shell.
Tavern, a turtle either.
What's the difference?
They're just different things. They're made different. The tapping has a shell that he can just hide plumb up, and a turtle does too pretty well.
Does a turtle stay on land or in water?
Turtles stay around water most of all the time. Tapping stays on dry land.
Any other names besides terrapin and turtle? Any old-fashioned names?
I don't believe I always call them tapins and turtles.
Uh-huh. What about them? Cooter? Do you ever hear of them?
Oh, I've heard people, when they catch a big one out of the river or something, they'd say they caught a cooter or something.
Uh-huh. I don't know if they have this kind around here or not, but there is one kind that's, it's real big, and it can burrow holes in the ground. It stays on land. It can dig these holes. Do you have that around here?
You mean armadillos?
No, it's a kind of a turtle, sort of, or terrapin.
We don't hardly have that. I don't remember ever seeing one of them.
Do you ever hear something called a gopher?
Yeah, I've read about them all, but I've never seen one. We've never had one in this country.
Uh-huh. And a kind of insect that flies around the light, tries to fly into the light.
We have all kind of insects here. Mosquitoes and horseflies and everything else. Mm-hmm.
Well, about one, say if you left the light out on out on the porch, this insect would be attracted to the light and fly around?
Yeah, cover up with it. A lot of cannel flies and everything was just almost covered up.
And kind of insect that'll eat holes in your wool clothes.
Yeah. You talking about moths?
Uh-huh.
Termites eat your house up, you know, maybe it takes.
Uh-huh. The thing that it eats holes in your clothes, you call that
a moth.
Uh-huh. And an insect that has a little light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Okay. What about an insect? Little red thing, it'll get on you if you go blackberry picking.
Some people call them little gibbers or something, and some people call them red bugs.
Uh-huh. What did you used to call them?
Red bugs.
Uh-huh. And this is an insect. It's got a long